Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June the 1st in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and my goal, our goal, your goal, should be to restore the Republic in the traditions of our founding fathers. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, no doubt, should be the order of the day. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We believe the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, is the answer. A good, honest, moral people. The people should be keeping themselves governed. You know, our founders believed that we had a government, a republic, if you can keep it, based on this idea that, you know what? We, the people, must be self-governed. The Ten Commandments are great, simple, one-page blueprint of how to get that done. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing fantastic. A quick recap of yesterday's show. We talked about food trucks are going to the dogs. This food truck caters to canines, USA Today. Yeah, they got food trucks for dogs now, folks. Wow. We also talked about rallies range from frustration to fright. Jefferson Graham, tech writer for USA Today, wrote it. And it's kind of a problem because Jefferson Graham kind of made it sound like the Trump rally is just all violent and crazy. The Clinton rally kind of obeys Robert's rules. Not exactly that, but that kind of an idea. But Trump thunders into summer contradicts that viewpoint. Donald Trump and bikers share affection at Rolling Thunder rally. Anyway, bottom line is the mainstream press articles make it sound like, you know, Clinton's events are all peaceful and nice and wonderful and that Donald Trump's rallies are all crazy and belligerent. Well, there's truth to that. But you got to really back into the question of why and how that is and what the details are. And I don't think the mainstream press reporting it fairly at all. Trump declines to debate second fiddle. Second place Sanders saying it wouldn't be appropriate. Since when was the Donald interested in what was appropriate, huh? Trump discussed presidential bid with Bill Clinton. Yeah, believe it or not, when the Donald wanted to run for president, he thought, man, I better talk to my buddy Bill about that. He did. Wow. Donald vows to solve California's water crisis. The Donald saying, hey, they're pumping water out to sea. It's crazy all over fish. There's not really a drought. There's plenty of water. We just need to learn to use it. I'll get it done if I'm president. But again, you see the Donald talking big, saying very divisive, very hardcore statements in favor of what the American people want and or need. But then that turns out to be nothing more than a starting position. And before you know it, when the negotiating's done, it isn't as we are told. Donald pitched as the great, great deal maker. But when you really look at his deals, many of them aren't panning out near like we had thought. Rubio says he'll support Trump, but he won't campaign for him. Rubio's running around campaigning for other Republican races. I guess there's a new poll out, says 70% of Americans feel frustrated about presidential elections. Russia Today. No question, people aren't happy with Tweedledee or Tweedledum, Trump and or Clinton for their nominees. Nevertheless, what do they do about it? The game's rigged. I would support a third-party candidacy. I personally have endorsed Darrell Castle and Scott Bradley on the Constitution Party third-party ticket. Some people say, Sam, you're throwing your vote away. I'd say at least I could sleep at night voting for good, honest, and wise servants of the Republic. If enough people would do that, too, we could change the game. But it's up to you. All I can tell you is the status quo has got to go. Trump tells the GOP, quote, my campaign is out of money. LibertyNewsDaily.com reporting that detail. Trump said, I'm self-funding my own campaign. That's what he told a February 1st gathering of supporters in Iowa. It's my money. But now he's the nominee and he's saying, Republican Party, you got to step up to the plate. But there might be a big old gap between when the Republican bucks roll and when the Donald needs it. In fact, they say if the Donald doesn't have enough support, they might divert the money to other races. Time will tell. Fracturing going on in the Republican Party, to say the least. That was hour one. Hour two brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys. Thepowermall.com or 877-817-9829. U.S. internet companies, I guess Facebook, Twitter, Google, Microsoft Corporation. Wow. I guess they're pledging to tackle online hate speech, deal with it within 24 hours. As part of a joint commitment with the European Union to combat the use of social media to be used by terrorists and hate groups. DrudgeReport.com with the details. Bad news, folks. We also talked about the Common Core curriculum. Just another fad. It's like new math gone crazy with the whole curriculum. Just like new math, it'll fail. It's already failing. You want to learn more? Go to RonPaulCurriculum.com. Common Core is a multi-billion dollar flop. Federal money does not fix education. A far better solution is no federal money. No government money, really. We also talked about Katie Couric's Soviet grade media manipulation. Yeah, it was all over gun control. She made it sound like the folks didn't have any answers who believe in the right to keep and bear arms. That's a lie. She intentionally edited it to make us look bad. Bottom line is I'll take Katie on any day of the week about the right to keep and bear arms, the God-given unalienable right of self-defense. Come on, Katie, you want to talk about it? Let's get it done, sister. But she won't do it. She's too chicken. We talked about a video that's showing where Mexican parents are training a three-year-old girl to say we have to, quote, kill Donald Trump. It's crazy. Mother and father encourage toddler to make death threats. Wow. Paul Joseph Watson wrote that piece. Wells Fargo launches 3% down payment mortgage. Wells Fargo will service the loan, but Fannie Mae will buy the loans. Kurt asked right at the end of yesterday's broadcast what I thought of that as a former mortgage broker. And I think, again, Wells Fargo is glad to service it and originate it for plenty of money. But they know full well it's a failure. As long as the government, the taxpayers are on the hook, Wells Fargo's in. But just ask Wells Fargo to originate it, to fund it, to service it. And pretty soon they'll be saying, I don't think so, because they know it's not a good idea. Nevertheless, that's what the order of the day is, as they try to manipulate prices higher with a real goal of probably having no one own their own homes. I think the administration is hostile to people and home ownership, personally. Just my opinion. All right, that's a recap. The broadcast is available at republicbroadcasting.org, libertyroundtable.com, on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel and more. Live and on-demand radio at your fingertips. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Brought to you by Raw Honey. How would you like raw honey delivered directly to your door? Join GiveMeLibertyFund.com and you can get incredible discounts when you call Kurt to learn which honey type, brand, whatever you like. And then it'll be delivered right to your door via your favorite shipping method. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or smile and dial 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Without further ado, news the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kurt Cosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right. You remember how we talked about Brad Thor's comments on the Glenn Beck radio program, Kurt? And Brad Thor hinted at assassination. He didn't really say assassination. I don't believe he was advocating for assassination, but a lot of people are saying that he was. I think the comments certainly leave questions in one's mind. I certainly think it's ill-advised to say, we mentioned that on the broadcast and played Brad's comments at the time, right? Well, now there's a new development in this story, Kurt. Glenn Beck suspended by Sirius XM for, quote, assassinate Trump interview.
Company guest comments. I think they're serious about it.
Good point. Mm-hmm. Company says that, you know what, the comments are advocating harm. The Glenn Beck program, by the way, is heard on more than 400 radio stations across the country. Now, the program's syndicated Premier Network says they have no plans of suspending Beck, but SiriusXM suspended him for at least a week. Time will tell if they're going to change the lineup or put Glenn back on after that. The Blaze website says SiriusXM temporarily suspends Glenn Beck over Brad Thor comments about Trump, quote, this is not what he meant, The Blaze. Now, I agree that that's not what Glenn meant. And I said that from the beginning that, you know what, I don't believe Glenn meant, and I don't know that Brad Thor meant for those statements to be the way they kind of came off. But I'm just saying you don't say those things is the problem. Well, the question
and remember,
is,
Thor guy said, "I'm going to say something that's really, you know, over the top. I'm
really bad.
You know, I don't, you know, I mean, he basically knew that what he should have done.
He knew that he shouldn't have done it. Exactly. We'll talk about it because I want your opinions on it. I think there's a good point here. I think there's also a warning. We'll talk about it all. This is Liberty Roundtable live."
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sirius XM temporarily suspends Glenn Beck over Brad Thor's comments about Trump. This is not what he meant, says The Blaze. Glenn Beck suspended by Sirius XM over assassinate Trump interview. Company says guests' comments could be construed as advocating harm. The program's syndicator, Premier Radio Networks, said that they have no plans to suspend Beck at all. The Glenn Beck program is heard on more than 400 radio stations. Now, let's be fair to Brad Thor a little bit. He has previously called on people to pray for Trump's safety. What Brad Thor and Glenn Beck are saying is, you know what, this was an incredible hypothetical discussion. And they meant no harm by it. It was an extreme hypothetical, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Now, here's the problem with all this, Kurt. I agree we have a First Amendment right to speak and say and think what we want to. I agree with all that. There are lines, and in my clarion call for civility, it talks about this. And by the way, I released that on Facebook. We ought to pull that up if you have it handy, Kurt. We could read that again. Actually, I'll send it to you. What I'm saying to you is, I don't think in any stretch of the imagination that Glenn Beck and Brad Thorne meant to promote an assassination suggestion against Donald Trump. I really don't think so. That's just my personal belief. However, and I've maintained this from the beginning, Kurt, you just don't say that kind of stuff. And as you articulated right before the break, you know what? He said, I'm going to say something very bad here. I'm going to get attacked for saying this. This is extreme, over the top. I shouldn't even go here, but I'm going to. He knew ahead of time it wasn't the way to go, but he did it anyway. So here's the question for you, Kurt, a direct question. Do you believe that Glenn Beck should be suspended over this? Yay, nay?
Well, the point, at least for Sirius, is as far as I know, they own their network, the Sirius guys, whoever yes. It is there. And they're serious about making sure that Glenn Beck doesn't do this, I guess, or else they wouldn't have done it. Although it does kind of give them a lot of coverage, you know. It brings up Sirius satellite in a lot of news media stories. It also even promotes, Glenn Beck. But, at least one of the deeper subjects here, at least if you ask me, is, how does someone become a household name? Well, he basically gets on the inside with buddies like the Premier Radio Networks guys and the Sirius Satellite people. But to do that, you've got to, play the fiddle, play the tune in many ways. And so these guys are maybe flexing their muscle just a little bit with the whole Velvet Hammer thing. But it's hard to know, exactly what should be done. Personally, it's, private business. And so Sirius is welcome to do whatever they want. We'll see how it all, comes
out. Yeah. So do you think that they should suspend him over it?
Well, this whole issue of freedom of speech, basically we don't really have it anymore in America. We get all concerned about somebody saying something, and then we kill babies. We do all these. It's just topsy-turvy. I think it's up to them to make that decision because they are a private business. Now, if you're going to turn it over to the FCC that thinks that they own the airwaves, etc., because somehow they're the public's airwaves, then that's probably a different, decision.
And, yeah, I think you're right. And I would draw the line, and I didn't ask to turn it over to the FCC, nor did I ask if they're a private business, although they are and they can do what they want. I agree. I asked your opinion on what you thought should happen. My opinion.
Yeah, I probably would have left things alone and said, look, it's part of the whole thing about freedom of speech that we live in a country where we're supposed to have that. We don't really have that. But at least you try to promote it. I mean, we've had people come on this program and disagree with us. And we even, I guess you could say we bend over backwards to give them time and to let them, voice their views simply because of our belief in freedom of speech. And we hope other people are allowed the same liberties, if you will.
Yeah, I agree. So you're saying that you would probably leave it alone. I personally would remove Glenn Beck. And the reason that I would is, again, you're free to say what you want to. I believe in the freedom of speech. But as you wisely pointed out, Kurt, it is a private company. Or you could say, no, Sam, it's a publicly traded company. But what I'm saying is it's not government, right? And what I'm saying is that I would simply say, listen, Glenn, you're being suspended. You're being taken off the air because we're sending a clear message. And I wouldn't play any games with this. You know what? You really walked, in my opinion, over the line here, Glenn. You don't say stuff like that because it can be misconstrued, and because you don't want to advocate for such a position, hypothetical or not, given that there's so many threats on Trump's life right now, as you wisely pointed out before, Kurt, if it was, you know, they made that about President Barack Obama or a black man right now, it'd be all over. It'd be a whole different discussion. And so under this idea that, you know what, I want to send a clear message to all talk show hosts. You have your right to free speech. That's right. But companies also have the right to advocate for that or not. And we at SiriusXM are serious, as you said, about making sure that, you know what? First off, you don't swear on the radio. Secondly, you don't promote salaciousness on the radio. And, you know what? You don't make comments like this that can be misconstrued. It puts us all in a bad light. And we want to send a message that this kind of behavior, this kind of... Now, if Brad Thor had said it and Glenn Beck said, listen, we don't advocate for that. You know what? I understand your point that you're trying to make, but you've gone too far, Brad. I don't agree. Let's have a peaceful... Okay, that would be different. But after Brad said that, saying full well he knew it shouldn't have been said, then Glenn basically tripled down and agreed and said, absolutely, I agree. And that's kind of where...
You know, and the other thing... The other thing about the whole serious deal is, you know, these are the guys that put on, what, all the shock jock guys, the Howard Stern guys, and all that other stuff. You know, I mean, you got a whole lot of things that I disagree with that they put on. I mean, I'd never put it on my personal network, but that's just the way they do it.
Yeah, you're right about that. But I'm just advocating, at least, in my opinion... For what we've got to set the standard for in America is that you can say what you want to, but you know what? You need to be careful when you start to cross the line of libel, slander, threats to other people, and especially when there's so many assassination attempts or discussions of that regarding Donald Trump already. This stuff, there's just no place for it. And that's kind of why I say that, you know what? And I accept the decision of Premier Networks to say we're not going to drop him. But I also accept the decision of SiriusXM to say we are going to drop him. Because they both, you know what, they're companies that are not government that can decide for themselves. I reject an idea that the FCC would decide. And I think the FCC should be shut down entirely. It's not constitutional. Nevertheless, I accept the decisions of these private companies or these publicly traded, not government, when I say private, companies to make their own decisions. To me, I would drop him from my network if he said that on my network. Not because, again, I want to control free speech, but because there are lines. You don't do those things. And I hope this message, really, I hope they put Glenn Beck back on later. And I hope that Glenn learns a lesson to be careful with his golden microphone. It's almost being used as a weapon, Kurt. And when Glenn Beck has been so against Donald Trump, then to make statements like that, where is the line? He was at the Republican event, and there was comments made about stabbing. The stabbing just wouldn't stop, and then there was a confusion about, oh, well, it was meant for the co-host, not for Donald Trump. And okay, this stuff just repeatedly continues. We'll talk about it. This is important for some serious reasons.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Rear Admiral Colin Kilrain, commander of the U.S. Special Operations Forces in the Asia-Pacific region, has met with his counterpart from the communist government of Vietnam at a conference in Tampa, Florida, and reports that both want to expand military ties between the two governments. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. With grocery store shelves denuded of merchandise, rationing in effect, and civic unrest all but boiling over in Venezuela, Socialist President Nicolas Maduro has ordered citizens to start growing their own food. Maduro's regime will probably wind up confiscating and redistributing homegrown produce as well. Former investment advisor Bob Adelman offers a brief overview of the destruction of Venezuela's consumer economy. In November 2011, Adelman recalls, then-ruler Hugo Chavez imposed price controls on such necessities as natural water, fruit juices, bleach, soap, liquid dishwashing detergent, shampoo, deodorants, toilet paper, and disposable diapers. Price controls inevitably lead to scarcity since producers will no longer offer their products at a loss. Reacting in classic Marxist fashion, Chavez blamed the shortages on the American companies that had produced the goods but weren't interested in selling them at arbitrarily low prices. As the shortages deepened, Venezuelan consumers quite reasonably began to buy needed items in bulk whenever they were available. Chavez denounced this as hoarding, using the Spanish epithet bacaqueros, or ants, to dehumanize citizens who were stocking up on necessities. When Maduro succeeded Chavez, he ordered police to arrest and prosecute anyone caught purchasing more than they needed. Attorney General Luisa Ortega Diaz denounced so-called hoarders as a threat to food security and enemies of the state. When the anti-hoarding edict didn't have the desired effect, Edelman continues, grocery stores were required to implement a fingerprint registry so that purchases could be tracked and an alarm would sound if someone bought more than his allotment. It also tracked how often a customer would return, and if it was less than 8 days between visits, they were turned away. The regime also ordered food producers to sell their goods at below-cost prices for resale at government-owned stores. In a fashion that is predictable to anybody whose mind is not clotted with Marxist ideology, this led to the barren shelves, long lines, and desperate pleas for food that are typical in Venezuela today. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. So I accept the decisions of these non-governmental companies to say what they want to about this Glenn Beck fiasco. Kurt's right, though. You know what? How much of this is really real versus how much of it's for ratings? How much of it is just to make sure that the Glenn Beck program gets a lot of coverage and promotion and everything else? The Glenn Beck program is heard on more than 400 radio stations, and it was on Sirius XM, but it was dropped. Brad Thor did previously call on people to pray for Trump's safety, just so you know. And that's kind of why I kind of wonder, you know what? Is this really, Kurt, a situation that calls to take him off the air? Only reason I would do it is to send a message that you just don't say and do these kind of things. Because what would be the next step? Let's say that they said this. And then let's say that Brad Thor did come back afterwards and say, oh, yeah, man, you know what? Someone's going to have to take him out if whatever. And would that rise to the level? Or can he still just say what he wants? See, where does free speech end? And where does, you know, your right to say what you want begin, etc.? Is there a line? Should there be a line? Can you cross the line for libel, slander, threats? And that's kind of the question. This was a veiled threat for sure. And like I said, I don't believe he had any intention to advocate for the assassination of Donald Trump. I don't believe that was really the... But Glenn Beck has made comments before about this, though. So we're seeing a pattern is the problem. And in my opinion, that's why I would start to say, Glenn, now, they'll probably put Glenn Beck on in a week. That's what it kind of says. They will probably use this as an excuse if Glenn does it again to take him off permanently. I believe that Glenn is going down. I believe the insiders want to shut Glenn down. But anyway, it's an interesting battle. Now, on one hand, I don't believe that you should be able to say what you want. In the sense that you can't cross the line of libel, slander, threats, etc. There are limits on free speech, folks. And I would submit justly so. But here's the warning. When will they use this to move the line to say, Sam, you can't say what you say about God? Or Sam, you can't say what you say about the Southern Poverty Law Center being a bunch of thugs. You can't say that, Sam. See, what if they move this line and right now they're tampering with this line to divide, and then eventually they move the line. Pretty soon it's like, hey, you shouldn't be able to say Barack's a jerk or Barack's a thug or Barack's an illegal if you don't have the facts to back that up. You could, and when will they blur this? Will this go the wrong way? That's why it's important to think about. Well, just in contrast, while Glenn Beck saying the stabbing just won't stop and people are confused and misconstruing that, while Glenn Beck and his buddy Brad Thor are saying, man, you know what, maybe we need to take out Trump in so many words. Some patriot needs to do their duty and deal with him if we can't deal with it legally or whatever, if he gets out of control kind of stuff. While they're saying that kind of stuff and getting embroiled in controversy and confusion, Kurt, and then being taken off the airwaves and doing all these different things, you and I are on a completely different track. I have felt like there's so many battles going on in society these days. I mean, Alex Jones is fighting with Glenn Beck and you know, the Republicans and Democrats are fighting. Trump's fighting with everybody. It seems like we're spiraling down to the lowest common denominator. And I believe it's evil at the heart of it all. Satan's just raging in the hearts of men, in my humble opinion. But nevertheless, we've got to show a different way. And I'm not perfect at it, folks. I'm not trying to say that I'm above reproach or that I'm better than anybody else. But I am alarmed. And I wrote an article about being alarmed, and Kurt's got it. It's called A Clarion Call for Civility, written by Sam Bushman, host of Liberty Roundtable Live. Kurt, you want to read this? It's now finished, Kurt. And I've posted it on Facebook. And I'm going to try and see if I can't peddle this thing to letters to the editor and see if anybody will publish it, Kurt. But here it is.
All right. Yeah, it says an open letter to talk show hosts, newsmakers, and all media personnel. I have become more and more alarmed as we watch increasing divisive or divisive, never-ending battles and downright hostile attacks that seem to permeate every segment of our society. Men against women, black against white, rich against poor, liberal against conservative, gay against straight, and even believer against the unbeliever. It's truly crazy. Even those who claim to be on the same side find something to feud about. Sadly, America has become a house divided. Surely she cannot stand if we allow the current negative trend to go unchecked. There must be a better way. When we think about it, we agree on much more than we disagree. If that's true, then why is it that we spend so much time and energy on our disagreements? Thus, it is vital to downplay or minimize our disagreements while spending the bulk of our time focusing on that which is productive and on which we can agree. In short, building common ground, coming together and advocating for productive solutions should be the order of the day. Further, we should agree that there is a difference between free speech and attacks that cross the line, limited by laws surrounding defamation, libel, and slander, protection of First Amendment rights, and respect for one another is a prerequisite to restoring trust in America today. Might I suggest that we lack most in our so-called enlightened day is open, that what we lack most in our so-called enlightened day is open, kind, and moral leadership. What we need is good, honest, and wise statesmen. We need Americans who are governed by moral principle in thought and deed, in private as well as in their public lives. We need leaders who will lead by example and show us a better way. We should always be willing to follow the Prince of Peace and stand for that which is right. We should be willing to talk and work with everyone in an effort to unify all people to make America great again. For I for one will try harder, will accept constructive criticism from others, and will commit to do better. In the spirit of eternal optimism, we exhort all Americans to demonstrate true leadership by returning to the high moral standard of civility in all we do and say. Indeed, we need to treat others as we ourselves would like to be treated. Final paragraph, we look forward to working together to show the American people a better way as we make America great again. Even though we may disagree on some issues, we can still have open dialogue and respect for one another's beliefs. As Hall wrote in The Friends of Voltaire, I disapprove of what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. After all, isn't this the pure genius of America? Signed, Sam Bushman.
A clarion call for civility, ladies and gentlemen. So let me just lay this quickly out. I reject the FCC's attempt to control any of us. We should shut down the Federal Communications Commission. It's unconstitutional. There's no authority. Secondarily, though, I support the right of SiriusXM to let Glenn Beck go over this. I also support Premier Radio Network's right to say we don't want to let him go. We're fine. We don't think he meant it. But I also say that, in my humble opinion, you know what? You shouldn't say those kinds of things. If it's for ratings, shame on you guys to generate such divisive controversy over this just for ratings. If you didn't mean it, you know what? You shouldn't say it. Brad alluded to the fact that he shouldn't be saying it in the first place. He knew he shouldn't have. But I would call for civility, and I would say what we need, Glenn Beck, are leaders who lead by example. I wish Glenn Beck was writing an open letter, a clarion call for civility. I wish we could all work together. I'm not here to beat Glenn up or get in a fight with Glenn. I'm just saying it's just too bad. There's a better way. There's a solution. We can focus on ways to build and strengthen America, and that's what I think we need is moral leaders today that can set the example. And so I don't mean to attack Glenn Beck or anybody. What I mean to do is point out, at least hopefully in my understanding, the right way. And say, guys, it doesn't matter who's right. It matters what's right. Guys, we don't need to fight over this. You know what? I hope Glenn Beck learns a very wise lesson here. And I hope that they can put him on and Glenn Beck's talk show can grow and everything else. I'm not trying to down Glenn or anybody else. I agree with the free speech rights of Americans, but I don't agree that you can threaten people. You can go off and libel, slander. There are limits to free speech, folks. So we need to be very careful with how we approach this. And what we need to all do, every one of us, is we need to make sure that they don't blur this line and move the line further and further and further towards you don't have your right to free speech. In other words, don't let any good crisis go to waste. They better not use this as a way to eventually restrict constitutional conservatives more than they already have. So there's a fine line there is the point. And hopefully, a clarion call for civility, this open letter that I wrote, hopefully it kind of lays it out in a common sense kind of a way that there is a balance. And good, honest, moral people that govern themselves don't need to be governed. That's where we ought to start. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind. He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Trump attacks the media, Kurt. You know, the mainstream press said, hey, when the Donald skipped the debate on Fox over Megyn Kelly and crew, he raised money for veterans and claimed he raised $6 million. The mainstream press running around saying he didn't give $6 million bucks because they got some complaints, etc. Now Trump comes out swinging. Donald Trump said on Tuesday that he has paid out $5.6 million to veterans groups, and he harshly attacks the media. He even showed a check that he wrote for $1 million. Now, the part of the problem is, Kurt, some of this, I guess, happened. Some of the money was sent before, but a lot of the money was, for example, there was $1 million in Trump's check that had a date recently. In other words, the question becomes, did he really put the money into this? Did he really raise that kind of money? Or is he making up for it after the fact? Did the attack from the media prompt the money to come? What all happened with that, Kurt? And I don't know that we really know. What I know, though, is Trump is very livid, saying, I raised the money, you guys are bogus. Well, he's proving, because he showed, you know, again, he showed his own check for $1 million. I said at the time when I found out that the money didn't go to the vets, is, you know what, Donald could make good on this and ante up his own cash to make it happen. Whatever the difference was, it'd be the blink of an eye for the Donald. Well, he's done just that, Kurt. So you know what, I'm not here to attack anybody. I'm saying, you know what, maybe the media played a valuable role to have Donald turn around and focus on this. Maybe Donald was listening to Liberty Roundtable Live and decided to ante up the cash. Who knows, but the good is happening. $5.6 million have gone to veterans groups, and I say that's great news. Too bad we don't have other presidential candidates doing the same kind of thing. So I'm not here to attack Donald, and I'm not really here to attack the press in this case. I'm just saying maybe they played a valuable role, and all things are coming together for good. What do you think on this, though, Kurt? You know, the veterans got $5.6 million extra bucks.
Well, you know, the key thing, at least one of the things I'd like to focus on here, too, is, you know, these so many of these different charities, and I'm not telling you that these ones that, you know, receive this money are like this, but so many of them, well, so much of the money gets used by the big boys or whatever, and so little ever trickles down, almost in many ways like our government. But, you know, the best ways to perform acts of charity, ladies and gentlemen, are, of course, when you do it directly. Like if you know of a veteran or anybody in your neighborhood or whatever that can use some help, it's best to do it yourself rather than rely on somebody else. But when it comes to the Trump issue here, you know, as far as I can see, there's not a lot of a problem to be done here. But the media, like you said, you know, they're bringing it up, and then of course, you know, it looks like it got squared away, but it's just interesting to see. I prefer to do these acts of charity, if you will, that are, you know, less than noticeable, and that's the best way that I'm sure Donald Trump has done that as well and doesn't tell everybody about it. I think we've even read stories about that, where individuals have been, you know, blessed by his efforts or whatever.
Yeah, and all I'm telling you is to skip a debate, to raise money for the veterans, and for that money to go to the veterans overall is a good thing. Now, I agree that there are charities that don't spend the money properly. It's, you know, they waste it in overhead, et cetera, and very little of it trickles down. I think you're right on that. You got to be careful where you put your money. You know, I agree that the battle between, you know, Trump and Megyn Kelly isn't a good thing necessarily. You know, but all I'm saying is, look, there is good here in the sense that $5.6 million hopefully went to the right people for the right reasons. Now, if it didn't, you know, that's something different people along the way are going to be accountable for. All I'm telling you is, hey, I said on the radio when I heard that the money wasn't going to the right places and it wasn't happening, that, man, the Donald should step up and make this right. He should make sure that he provides real leadership. It says, I said that I got $6 million to the vets, and I'm going to make sure that it happens. Some people backed out on me. They pledged donations. They never delivered, but I'm going to make up the difference because you know what? I think all that's good, and I think Donald did that. You know what? When you see a million-dollar check from his own hand in the effort, you know what? Good for him. Now, you could come back and say, Sam, it's all publicity stunt. He'll make $10 million on his million. Okay, whatever. And I agree that a lot of these charitable acts should be done in secret, really. But nevertheless, all I'm saying is, hey, I hope that some veterans who really need service and support and help and love and kindness and treatment can get it. And if that happens, I think it's a good thing. I pray that it does. Anyway, I know there's all kinds of problems we can point to. I'm just trying to look for the good in something. And I'm trying to, in a clearing call for civility, to say, hey, the media played its role and Donald got on it and focused on it and proved it. And Donald stepped up to the plate and hopefully the veterans can benefit. And that's good stuff. If it's really true.
Amen to that.
And I don't really have any way to really verify if it's really true, Kurt. I can't call the Donald and really look through his books, or I can't, you know, there's not really a way for us to know. I'm just trying to find the good in what's happening here and say, hey, I see some value here. All right. Venezuela's in the news, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam. And the one thing nice about these stories out of Venezuela is we can learn from them. Now, I'm not saying we will, but we can. I mean, you know, like we've said before, the town drunk is a good example of a bad example. The stop clock is exactly right twice a day, you know. But in Venezuela,
unless it's digital, then it's
that's a good point, yeah. Or maybe it's not even on, you know, because you can't see it. But in this case, the headline from Venezuela, from Liberty News Daily, by the way, Venezuela's economic regression, Maduro tells citizens to grow their own food. Now, of course, you know, the people could never figure this out on their own. It's lucky the president's telling them that if there's no food, it'd be good to grow your own. But, you know, I guess they've got all this rationing and everything else. They say the country's accelerated descent into barbarism does offer a valuable object lesson about the need for individual and family self-sufficiency. No kidding, huh? President down there, Maduro, they say his regime will probably wind up confiscating and redistributing homegrown produce as well. So just imagine that. You're growing your carrots, and they come by and pick them up and say, well, this is for the good of everybody. But I'll tell you what, that's the dumbest thing they can do. But they've already done a lot of dumb things down there, in my opinion. Back in November of 2011, I guess the ruler back then, Hugo Chavez, he put some price controls on such necessities as natural water, I guess you got your unnatural and your natural water, fruit juices, bleach, soap, liquid dishwashing detergent, shampoo, deodorants, toilet paper, and disposable diapers. The Liberty News Daily piece says price controls inevitably lead to scarcity since products will no longer offer their producers won't offer their products at a loss. You mean people that make, like, toilet paper don't want to sell it and lose money?
I know what's wrong with those people.
How weird is that?
Yeah.
But anyway, just
line,
crazy
though,
stuff going on
great news, Kurt. And I'll tell you why. Because it's not about, you know, endorsing or criticizing or rejecting people. To me, this discussion is always about principle. And you know what? When somebody says, you know what, you should grow your own food, I think that's a great idea. I think you should. So Maduro, whatever his name is, I probably don't agree with him on hardly anything, Kurt, but in this case, he's right. So that's good news.
Amen to that.
All right, Chris, Utah, you're on the radio, sir.
Hey, thanks, guys. So the whole thing in Venezuela, I think it was just a huge conspiracy to get rid of stray dogs and cats. That's my take on it. I don't know about you guys. Okay, it seems to be working. But no, that's not what I really wanted to comment on. So what I think we're seeing, Sam and Kurt here, is I think we're seeing unfolding before our eyes the biggest reality-based TV show ever produced on planet Earth with Trump and his presidency. And the reason you see men like Glenn Beck and a lot of other mainstream talk radio show hosts distancing themselves from him is because they know, whether wittingly or unwittingly, that this man is going to be sabotaged. He's going to be put up as an example of what happens when you try to restore constitutional values in America. And the huge red flag that I see as evidence to support that notion is the fact that they are covering him in the media. Now, Ron Paul was a legitimate threat to the establishment, and how did they treat him? They treated him as if he did not exist. So I think that these people are playing chess. They're thinking five or six moves ahead of us, and we don't realize that because we look.
I think you're right as rain, Chris. Do you think that Trump's in on the game, or do you think Trump genuinely wants to do what's right?
You know, I called another nationally syndicated talk show host, and he's very popular, and he got to ask me, what do you think, Chris? Do you think that Trump is in on it? Do you think he knows what's going to happen to him? And my response was, what difference does it make? Whether he knows or he's not going to expose the conspiracy because...
No, it Trump's either a good guy trying to do what's right or he's not, regardless of what they want to do with him. I personally believe Trump is on the conspiracy. He even asked Bill if he should run for office before he did. So, you know, they're all in this together, and I believe you're right. Their goal is to shut down constitutional viewpoints and conservative viewpoints, and I think they're doing a marvelous job at setting the stage to do just that. I think you're on target, sir.
Yes, sir. And I didn't predict it would be Trump, but I predicted that there would be a Republican president that would rise to power because they want to create the illusion that, you know, every four to...
You're right. We're out of time. Thanks, Chris.